And we have loam, which is like in the garden.
What is loam? Is it good soil?
It's good, mm-hmm. like soil. And L-O-A-M, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That about exhausts me on soil.
Okay, that's all I would know is clay, I think. If they're getting water off the marshes, you'd say they're doing what?
Draining it.
All right, and what would you dig for the water to run off?
Well, we'd call it a ditch.
Suppose it were big enough for a boat.
You'd call it well, a creek is a natural sort of a thing,
mm-hmm.
but a gutter or a gully.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, speaking of creek and that sort of thing, would you have a name for a narrow arm of the sea that flows in and out with the tide?
Yeah, well, we have what we call inlets around.
Mm-hmm. Then that's tidal?
Yeah,
okay.
That's tidal.
Well, what would you call a deep, narrow valley that was cut by a stream of water? It might be 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
A gully.
Okay. Would you have a name for just a little place that's cut across the road by a heavy rain?
A culvert.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what do you call, other than creek, small flowing water? Is it something smaller than a creek?
No.
Well?
A branch.
That's smaller?
Yeah.
What's bigger than a creek that flows?
A river.
Okay. What are the rivers locally here?
Hmm?
What are the names of the rivers in this county, in this area?
Well, there's the Ogeechee, there's the Savannah, there's the Okmulgee, there's the Altamaha Hall.
Hmm.
This is Johnny Mercer's Moon River. And there's the Vernon River, where we used to live on. And there's the Forest River.
Mm.
And Grove River. And that's...
I didn't know there were so many. Are there any creeks around here with names?
Yeah.
Could you name some of them?
Delegal Creek, which a man on the radio, I heard called Delegal, because it spells D-E-L-E-G-A-L, and his name is Delegal from a man's name, and Chimney Creek, and Houston Creek, and that's about all I can think of.
Okay, that's fine. What is the name of the body of water that's south of the United States that runs from Florida to Texas?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, sir. And then what would you call a small rise in land?
A hill.
And is there anything smaller than a hill?
Depends on what part of the country you're in. We regard a hill as a big thing.
Oh, well, what would you call something very small then?
A mound.
Okay. And the thing that you turn to open the door is a...
doorknob.
Would you ever use the word knob to mean land?
Not that I can...
Okay. Well, if something that's a lot bigger than a hill is a what?